Baseball PhD podcast segment to remember, 2010.
This interview comes from episode 27, Tampa Bay Rays.
Ed and Mark report from the 2010 Little League World Series, which was won by Japan.
Well, here we are. Mark and I were in beautiful South Williamsport, Pennsylvania, watching the second day of the Little League World Series. We just got done watching Canada beat Panama 4-2 when Panama ended the game with the bases loaded. This is my first time to Williamsport, Mark. I'm sure it's your first time.
Mine as well.
And I mean, what's your impression?
There's two major stadiums. We've seen a game in each stadium. We're now watching Hawaii play Georgia in I think game 7 or 8 of the first weekend of the series.
Right.
It's the 64th annual World Series for Little League. They've been playing in Williamsport for most of that time. It's an impressive complex with large crowds. There was over 6,000 at the first game we attended. There's probably 12 to 15,000 at this one. And they estimate that in the final they get over 30,000 for the final game.
And, you know, the big stadium is called Howard J. LaMotta, and we're standing here right now. And part of the word picture is we've got a full grandstand, and we've got hills and center field. It's packed there. So I can understand how this is going to look when it comes to the final game. We were at Volunteer Stadium. It was smaller, but just as good. And the level of play, I mean, it's outstanding.
It's amazing. It's amazing. These kids are just great. The fans, everybody's having a good time. I'm traveling from all over the country, all over the world.
Right. And, you know, we've got a team from Saudi Arabia, 6,600 miles to get here. The Hawaiian team is 4,400 miles, so that's quite a trip. Everything is free other than the food.
Absolutely. No admission price, no parking. You can come here and have a great weekend. It's a great family event. Certainly a little different than going to a major league ballpark, but it's pure baseball at the most fun level, and something that every baseball PhD should make a stop at, just like the College World Series.
Right. And, you know, I went to the College World Series this year, and I was very, very impressed with the level of play. I got news for you. They've shrunk the players, and they're just as good.
Yeah.
And, you know, I told an usher as I passed him today, it's like, what would I pay to be 12 years old again?
It's hard to imagine. I think it's just a great, great, great event. It's kind of a tribute to the greatest generation who started Little League after World War II. And, you know, I think reading in the media guide, there's over 7,000 teams start this tournament. So it's hard to imagine. It's the largest tournament of any kind in the world.
Yeah, no, and I believe it's 7,000 teams started. And as I look at all of these teams, they're all very deep. I mean, there's not that mythical right fielder who you pray that the ball doesn't get hit to and all that. In fact, the outfield play is what impresses me. Fly balls to the outfield, fly balls to the warning track. These guys just catch them.
Yes, and, you know, we've seen plays from the right fielder at first base today. Didn't get them, but they made it close.
Right, so that's a paradigm shift. A line drive to the right fielder is not a hit in this league. The right fielder has the skill and the arm to throw at the first base and almost get you. And, you know, the other thing is it's the catching play. It's not the fattest kid on the team that's the catcher.
And the best athlete.
The best athlete, because these kids are running to first base, backing up throws and all that. They're working harder than anybody on the field.
Oh, absolutely. They're well-coached, great fundamental play.
Now, right now, the fences are 225 feet from home plate. I remember, you know, 25, 30 years ago when I was playing, they were 200 feet away.
Yeah.
There's talk that they need to move the fences some more.
Exactly, and we've seen two or three home runs today.
Yeah, and I mean, these guys hit them. It's no big thing. It's not like it's a biblical moment. And I'm just extremely impressed with the caliber of what we're seeing.
Absolutely.
In fact, didn't you see what you thought was a scout from TCU?
I think we've seen several college scouts here looking for the player for 6 years from now. It's amazing how early the talent rises these days.
And with what I've seen, you know what? That's the smartest thing they could do. They haven't burned all this gasoline trying to find these diamonds in the rough. They come to the Little League World Series, and all of these kids are going to be college baseball players.
I don't think there's much doubt about that at all.
Yeah, all of them. So please, if you want a great pure baseball experience, come to Williamsport. Everything's free but the food, and it's just a great family event.
Absolutely. Definitely put it on your schedule.
This has been a Baseball PhD production. Copyright 2010.